There's an event underway here in Washington today to remember Joe Foss, who died earlier this month in Scottsdale, Arizona, at the age of 87. Joe Foss won the Medal of Honor on Guadalcanal during the Second World War. If there's an image in your mind of a cigar-chewing Marine fighter pilot, that's Joe Foss. He had a distinguished career after the war. He was twice elected governor of South Dakota, became the first president of the old AFL, the American Football League, and appeared on ABC television for many years as the host of The American Sportsman, but he is best remembered for his exploits as a Marine aviator. Joining us now is aviation historian and author Barrett Tillman. He's on the phone from his home in Mesa, Arizona. Barrett, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
At age 27, the Marine Corps considered Joe Foss too old to be a fighter pilot. How did he change their minds?
Joe simply showed up and wouldn't go away. Joe Foss had a number of salient characteristics, but probably the foremost was an inability to quit or to stop trying. And even though he had tried two other approaches to getting to combat in World War II, he didn't let those setbacks deter him at all, and finally he got to become a combat-trained fighter pilot at San Diego by the simple expedient of volunteering to run the funeral detail at the aircraft carrier training group. And the Navy commander in charge was so impressed that he said, well, anybody who wants to go to war that badly need look no further.
When he got to Guadalcanal, obviously it was a touch-and-go situation. The Marines very nearly lost control of that island. What made him such a good pilot?
Joe grew up as a hunter in South Dakota. He never lost his agricultural roots. In fact, he said that regardless of where he ever went or what he ever did, he would always be a farmer. And he credited an awful lot of his what appeared to be instinctive aerial shooting ability to the fact that as a boy he learned how to lead pheasant, and in those days it wasn't a sport. That was during the Depression, you'll remember, and putting game on the table was a fact of life for an awful lot of rural folks. So Joe understood the concept behind deflection shooting, and he just applied it from pheasants to zeros.
Obviously, he was a celebrated American hero, a war hero. How did he end up in politics?
Joe had always had an interest in public affairs, even though he didn't have much opportunity to participate in the political or even the electoral process until after World War II. But one of his traits throughout his life was a genuine, abiding interest in and concern for public affairs. So he got into politics via the South Dakota legislature in about 1948 and subsequently was elected twice as a governor.
And then lost his last race when he had the misfortune of running against another World War II aviation hero.
Yeah, George McGovern.
I understand that when he was with the American Football League, Joe came up with some innovations in televised sports.
Yes, he did. Joe was always partial towards the press, even though an awful lot of people of military background were skeptical of it. But one of the things that Joe changed almost immediately in pro football, at least in his part of pro football, was allowing press reporters, sports reporters, to have immediate access to the locker rooms after the games.
And the nation's gone downhill ever since.
I would not dispute that assessment.
Now, I've heard him being credited also with putting players' names on the uniforms.
Yes, I don't know for sure whether that was Joe's idea, but at any rate, as AFC commissioner, he went along with that plan, and he also felt that there was no point in having two clocks, especially when television was more and more a factor in sports coverage. So he decided during his tenure that the game clock would also be the clock that appeared on the screen, and that removed a lot of the doubt that attended the early days of televised football.
Well, Barrett Tillman, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to talk about Joe.
Barrett Tillman is an aviation historian. He's the author of the book Above and Beyond, the Aviation Medals of Honor, which has a foreword written by Joe Foss, who died earlier this month. Barrett Tillman joined us by phone from Mesa, Arizona. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.